to clean, and you'll soon be on the run. She's supposed to break her father. You're a crawling round the floor, lost to the world, while she was laughing on the shore. Take a tip from Dr. John. All you people, come along. Come on down to Gundo Square, where the people have no care. Dance the thunder all night long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Tuesday edition. Today's date is February 6th, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and of course, IamTheWitness.com is the website, and Smith at IamTheWitness.com is my email contact information. Today is the first day I've done a file in some time. In fact, today's Tuesday date will mean that we have another one coming up tomorrow. It was canceled from last week. Got it coming up for you. Apologize for that. I've had personal situations to attend to, and many of you people out there know in your personal lives you've got lots of responsibilities, and some of mine are health related, and some of them are family related, and they need my attention. So I had to do that. But of course, the situation is marching forward. There is never a static position in what we face. Never. It never remains in stasis. There's always something that they're doing behind the scenes, either in the planning stages or in actual execution. You can see that the movement against the lying criminality that we have exposed over the last few years is beginning to take a toll on certain members of this lying group, this cabalistic cabal. Tony Blair is in trouble over in Britain. He just got a big boost today because one of his bought and paid for judges discounted one of the main people they were prosecuting over these peerage thefts that he probably pocketed millions over and whatnot. However, the point is, I don't think it's so much the point of this peerage stuff as the fact that the British already know he's a crook, liar, and criminal. And they also know that 7-7 was a staged event. They know that it is no more validity to that story than the 9/11 story, which is a nonsensical representation. And they are panicking. The people that are running the British government right now are putting out fires everywhere. So what do? They bring back the bird flu nonsense. Said 100 times about this bird flu since Henry Nyman has been on my show some 9 months ago or 8 months ago, whatever. There is probably a whole repertoire of sicknesses that these people have developed at Fort Detrick, according to Lorraine Day and others. They actually have unleashed some of these on us. Some of them come in the form of inoculations, which you can find mercury in them and whatnot. But others, sicknesses, I'm sure, they've already dug up the 1918 flu, these people, and probably got that thing ready to go out and call it a bird flu. Who knows what they've got going on? What I do know is this. The birds are not responsible for this in a natural state, period. End of story. If this ends up being a bird flu thing all over the place and it's coming out on the TV and all this other nonsense, the birds didn't do it. It'll be a man-made thing, I'm sure of it. With my last life's breath, I will go down saying that is the facts of that I've been able to glean from my looking at this situation. Absolutely a man-made situation. And will they use it? I don't think they have any compunctions against being murderers in mass, because just look at history. Look at World War I, II. Look at the genocides in Rwanda that they allowed to happen intentionally in Cambodia and in China and in Russia. I mean, they make their way in this world by murder, by mass murder. So to think that they wouldn't care about something like that. But this is not to get you worried about such a thing. Just to point out to you that they're using this newest attack of bird flu, which is nonsense, in Britain as a lie. It's really just bull. And there's some other things that they're doing that I have, when you take a look at how desperate they're becoming to keep a lid on these facts, you know, they're resorting in the United States to just completely ignoring the public. They've tried to do hit pieces on Christopher Bolin, Eric, and myself. If you watch our video on CNN's Paula Zahn, who, by the way, Paula Zahn, a Jewish woman, married to a Jewish executive, her reporter, I believe, Deborah Farrick, is Jewish. Her producer, Mr. Neufeld, also Jewish. Now, because they're Jewish does not automatically make them liars, criminals, or cheats. But if you marry their attempt at discrediting the facts along with their religion, you will find out that they are rabid Zionists, and they are just another arm of the media's criminal control. No doubt about it. And, you know, you it's hard to discount this kind of stuff, ladies and gentlemen, when you take a look at it. It really saddens me terrible. The other thing they're using to ramp up fear, and this has all also been part of their agenda for some time, is this global warming lie. Global warming, ladies and gentlemen, is happening on all of the planets, not just Earth. In fact, the polar caps of Mars, there is evidence that there are a frozen zone on Mars, not dissimilar to the rotational frozen zones on the Earth. There is evidence that there's heating going on Mars and other planets. In fact, somebody, an astrophysicist, wrote a very convincing paper saying that as far away as Pluto, they can see heating going on. Now, I don't know how they do that. They must do it with some sort of, I don't know, must come out different colors in spectral analysis of some sort to know whether the temperature has risen by a little or a lot or whatever. I don't know. But the documentation for this stuff has long been in circulation. We also know that the sun is in a cycle that is causing a lot more solar radiation coming down on the Earth and being emanated from it. Now, whether that's being affected from somewhere else in our solar system or within our galaxy, I don't know. But what we do know is that there is heating going on throughout our Earth's little neighborhood, as it were. And the idea that that we would be responsible for global warming is a lie. Now, let's also talk about the biggest sources for the gases that displace our ozone and cause greenhouse gas effect. Methane gas, ladies and gentlemen, is 10 times more damaging. A factor of 10 is what I read in an article. More damaging than carbon dioxide. And so let's find out where the methane comes from. If you take a look at the tundra of Canada and Asia and Siberia, as this warming has taken place in Greenland, what you get is a thawing of the permafrost and the tundra. Now, as it warms, the vegetation that has been released from ice begins to degrade. Now, degrading vegetation releases a gas called methane. Now, we're not talking about a small release of gas here. We're talking about hundreds of millions of tons of methane gas being released from these tundras around the world in a year's time. That, coupled with the 100 million plus bovines in the world, steer and animals that we use to eat as human beings, cows and steer, and what you've got is massive amounts of methane gas being produced, and the methane is more dangerous to our environment than the carbon gases. So, basically, why would they be doing this? Well, it ramps up fear. It allows them to have one more frightful scenario on the table to get everybody running around going, oh my God, Chicken Little, the sky is falling. But it also has an agenda. And one of those agendas is to control our rights to natural resources. They want our right to use water freely, even on our own property, to be turned over to them. You'll note, again, the person, the group most responsible for taking over the water system of the United States is the Rothschild family. Now you might ask me how. a company called Veolia, ladies and gentlemen, and another company called Suez Lyonnaise des Eaux. And you'll note that one of those Rothschild-owned French companies bought U.S. Filter about 8 years ago, which has the municipal water supply of 60% of the United States' major cities, probably higher than that now. You'll also know that owning the water systems of people will also give them access to poisoning people with fluorides. It'll also give them the ability to ration or control output for farmers. It's one more important link we all have to staying alive independent of them being eliminated. You'll note that they've already destroyed small farmers. They can't make a living anymore being farmers. So we are already being bought up by mechanization. And the fact is, when you take a look behind Cargill and Monsanto and the rest, all their major stockholders are from the Zionist Jewish community. End of story. You know, they do have their helpers, ladies and gentlemen, and oftentimes people say, and we're going to go into this in a minute with this lying sack of goo over there called Alex Jones, and people constantly write me saying, why do you think Alex is a liar? Well, I'll explain to you why he is in a minute or two here. But anyway, back to the natural resource control. You see, ramping up the fear of global warming and actually getting governments like France to just come out and have Chirac say, yeah, you know, the world's warming up, it's destroying everything. Well, yes, it is warming up. It's a natural cycle. And the storms are getting more intense. We are getting larger drops, you know, floods and rain events. I can attest to that where I live, and many of you can attest to it. Well, you know, as the atmosphere does heat up from natural sources, it is able to carry more water. Why? A warmer air is able to saturate itself with larger amounts of precipitation. And then when those larger amounts of precipitation come in contact with a cold front, you get more violence, more rain, more flooding, more problems, and of course that makes everybody it puts everybody in a situation of being fearful of the weather. And, you know, if you live in the United States, Tornado Alley, or even in Florida these days, you'll understand that the weather is one heck of an adversary to try to live up, to fight against. You can't. I mean, it's Mother Nature, and it's going to kick your butt. Now, but to lay that at the doorstep of human beings is disingenuous. It is an exaggeration. Now, that is not to say that we don't play some role, human beings. I mean, there's 6 billion of us. We have a sum of methane we produce that's probably causing a bit of the gases to be displaced. Also, our cars do produce gases that maybe warm things a tad, but minuscule in comparison to the other stuff. Now, let's get back to this Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones, he is such a bull crapper, this guy. Unbelievable. Somebody sent me a clip about him referring to us, not by name, by the way, because he doesn't want to do that. He says he comes to our site and listens to our show. Says that I am working for the other side because I identify Zionist Judaism as the main root of this sickness. Well, I do that for very clear reasons of research, ladies and gentlemen. There's not a single thing I've said about the Jewish participation in this that has not been bore out by research. Now, that's Zionist Jewish participation. And there are beginnings around the globe, and including in Britain, of Jews who are sick of their religion being hijacked in the name of criminal Zionism. And they're rebelling. There's some rebellion actually showing up in Israel and in America. They're starting to say, why are you doing these horrible things to this planet in our name, you criminal Zionists? Well, why do I say criminal Zionists? What I'm going to ask my listeners to do, if you haven't already done it, is to go to a website, if you could, if it's there, if you're able, and either buy a copy of The Money Masters, or if it's available on the internet, on Google, download it, wherever you find it, The Money Masters, again, parts 1 and 2, and commit yourself to listening to 3 hours of video. Why would I ask you to do 3 hours of your life to do this? Well, it is not Aaron Russo's whitewash job over criminal Zionism's participation, nor is it anything like loose changes, lies that the Jews had nothing to do with this, and Zionist Jews had nothing to do with this. What it is, ladies and gentlemen, is a chronology, a historical a review of how the Rothschild fortune, with their henchmen, the Warburgs, the Oppenheimers, the people they set up at Cecil B. Rhodes, the work they did with the link against President Lincoln. You don't know that a Rothschild agent was Jefferson Davis's finance minister from the South. The South's president during the Civil War, Jefferson Davis was the president. His financial minister of the South was directly employed by Rothschild before taking the position that he took. Goes all the way back to Alexander Hamilton and Madison when they were trying to start the first bank of the United States. Listen to this thing. What you're going to find out is that for hundreds of years, this group has caused war, murder, mayhem, starvation, genocide, sickness, hatred, lawlessness, just incredible suffering of human beings, suffering in the hundreds of millions of people. And they've done it out in the open, and they've done it under cover, and they've done it with the full knowledge of a public and the clandestine lack of knowledge of some people. And today, with the new mass media methods that are being employed, most people are still unaware of that this group is killing our world. It's that easy. And people like Alex Jones are not naive, nor are they stupid, nor are they underinformed or misinformed, or they know. They're lying. They are anointed by this criminal group to lead people away from criminal Zionism. But Alex talks about the Illuminati. He even says it with his little nate at the end of it. This nonsense that he spews here. The Illuminati was formed with Rothschild money, built and demanded by him to be fixed in Germany by Weishaupt, and then from that came all these other groups, still under the control of Rothschild. The fortune that Standard Oil was built with came from Rothschild. Pierpont Morgan's fortune to take over the American banking system in advance of the Fed came from Rothschild. Harriman's banking fortune that went back to Hitler came from Rothschild. The connections between the Rothschild fortune and Morgenthau and Baruch at the beginning of the last century are irrefutable. The fact that we have the largest donors to all major campaigns in America coming from Zionism. All of our press, not some, all owned by Zionist Jews. All the European press owned by Zionist Jews. All the major campaign contributions into the British electoral system, as you can see from Lord Levy's criminality, Zionist Jews. France, their candidate, anointed in Israel, a Hungarian Jew, Zionist completely. Dangerous for me to say, probably, ladies and gentlemen, but I gotta call him like I see him. Nicolas Sarkozy is a Zionist, and he's working at the behest of Rothschild. Germany has never been released from its stranglehold. Franco in Spain was a Zionist Jew. Goes on and on. You look into facts, you look into history, you listen to our files, you do the research, you do the interviews, you do the reading. The stuff is out there. Nesta Webster, read it. Nesta Webster. Is there a religious component to this? I don't believe these people believe in any supreme being. I don't believe it. I think they believe in using religion to create hatred between groups, to herd people into pens of belief, to pit one against another. That is exactly what they're doing with Muslims and Christians right now. They've got them on opposing sides, and they're trying to foment a pogrom against Islam by Christians, and so far they've had some success. We're battling them back, ladies and gentlemen. They build groups to go out into the world and kill us, like Al-Qaeda. It is a fabrication by these people. And supported by every major government in the world, this lie. So this tells you there are no legitimate outlets for the truth coming from organized governments. None. They're not telling the truth. They will not tell the truth. The French will not out the Americans for being liars about Al-Qaeda. They won't say that al-Zarqawi and Attar and all these people have roots directly back, bin Laden, back to the CIA, MI5 and 6, SAS, and the Israeli Mossad, and they all do. Every single one of them, save none. That's right. Now, these are not my opinions. Now, Alex Jones comes out and says, well, it's this or it's that, and it's the Illuminati. It's nonsense. If you go beyond that, you find Zionist Jews. Period. End of story. In every single criminal enterprise. You don't find the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church are mid-level criminals. They are controlled by the Zionists, clearly. They have been for a long time. Catholic Church has been a bought and paid for organization of world Zionism for as long as I can look back in this century. You know, there were some people, there were attempts to try to extricate it from their control throughout this last century, but they all failed. But does that mean the Catholic Church is behind this? No. No. Absolutely not. The environmental movement, ladies and gentlemen, completely supported by these crooks. Completely. Does that mean the environmental movement is in charge of it? No! You've got to go back to the policy level and then beyond. Beyond the policy level. Oh, and of course they've got people fearful around the world who are in leadership positions because when you do speak out, or you try to fight back or do the right thing for your country, like Mr. Kennedy did, they kill you. Yeah. They kill you. And why would people actually write me letters? Why aren't you dead? Well, I'll be dead. I mean, we're all here only temporarily. That's a fact of life. But the simple truth is that why haven't I been taken out of the game is because it would do them more damage than it would help. And that, you know, doing hit pieces on me and trying to marginalize me with their minions, with their hundreds and thousands of people out there trying to spam and slime us, because we've hit right on the nail on the head and told the truth, is better than them doing something to me and have me show up dead someplace. That would end up not serving their interests. And in fact, it would bring 10 times more, probably 100 times more attention to me and just make people confirm the things I said as being accurate and factual. And they can't afford that. Maybe when they implode everything and they've got martial law, they're going to come for me. I wouldn't doubt that for a second. But they're probably going to come for a lot of you, too. I mean, everybody. We're all going to be in trouble here if we don't stop them. Because the fact of the matter is, I don't think they've ever been under this kind of threat. And I think we've got a shot at stopping them. I really believe that. I believe if we can get obfuscators and liars like Alex Jones out of our way, we would have a force of tens of thousands more fighting this fight. And I don't think that their numbers aren't anywhere near that. They do this with only several thousand people, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. It only took them 4,000 to take over Russia. That's it. It took 4,000. Imagine the size and vastness of Russia. 4,000 Zionist Jews took over that whole country and kept it bottled up for 80 years. And still, I don't know what goes on with Putin, but I know that he's not telling the truth about what happened on September 11th. He's not telling the truth about Al-Qaeda and the rest of it. Al-Qaeda means the toilet. As if the Arabs would actually use that means the base. But it's referred to in some societies as the toilet. I'm going to the Al-Qaeda. At least that's what I've heard. Nobody in their right mind would use that. That's fabrication. Anyway. And then they talk about this, you know, this stuff happening with Iran. And I get a lot of emails about this too. Why are you talking bad about Ahmadinejad? I don't hear the whole story coming out of their airwaves either. Well, why is that? I don't hear all the entire truth about everything coming out of, I don't hear them talking about Rothschild over there either. About the banking fortune, about what they did, about how Al-Qaeda was used, the false Al-Qaeda operatives were used to fight in Bosnia on behalf of the Americans, the Muslims over there. They brought them in when they needed them in Bosnia to kill off the Serbs. And then they turned back and returned them to being an enemy. Yeah. It's their false opposition army they've got out there, as if you didn't know that. You do know that. Everyone knows that. Anybody who knows these facts can just look it up. It's all there for you. And they don't want us to talk about the way they've used hoaxes over time to manipulate us all. I mean, they do, and they continue to. Most Americans would just prefer to play. Just go out and have fun and, you know, titillate themselves with sickness and with, you know, the great circus, you know, like this Super Bowl thing. And I am one who has been brought up on a diet of sports and play, as everyone else has. But one thing that I did many years ago that I think allowed me to grow in ways that most Americans and Europeans have not, that is I did not watch television. I mean, there were periods of decades in my life, and I'll be 50 on the 14th of February, so there were decades in my life where if I watched television, it was only because I was visiting someone else's house where they were watching it. I didn't even own one, and then for a while I had a black and white TV, and it didn't have a very good aerial on it, so the only thing I watched on that was sports events that I wanted to see, which was rare. And I didn't get poisoned. I didn't get indoctrinated. I didn't get lied into a corner. I didn't get all this stuff. I mean, the other side of it is I didn't listen to mainstream radio or pop music. I listened to jazz and to older stuff, and I didn't read the lies. I tried to keep myself involved in reading about money, learning about money. And, you know, I used to talk to friends who discussed finance with me about the hidden power behind the markets and the big guys that used to anonymously shift things around and cause all kinds of odd behavior in the markets. You'd see jumps in price, you'd see eliminations of stock, you'd see weird stuff happening. Every couple of weeks you'd see something really anomalous that could only be done by the big power elites manipulating money and finance. And I knew that big bankers were behind much of it, and I knew the Bank of International Settlement had everything to do with everything, and I knew that the Federal Reserve's connection to it was criminal, and I knew that that most of the stuff that was going on in finance was suspicious. But I was not aware that it was in the hands entirely of Zionist leadership. I didn't know that. When I woke up to it, it hit me right between my eyes, and it made perfect sense as soon as I heard it. And I said, holy smokes, here we go. That was the beginning of my awakening. That's when Carol Valentine's stuff came up, and I went, wow, look at this. And then Nestor Webster, and then other people started falling into place here with the Federal Reserve. And I started looking at why 9/11 happened and who was behind it, and the Silverstein and Lowy and Ladine and Wormser and Moonman and Ari Fleischer and even all of our foreign service desks are controlled, and our university presidents are controlled, and our medical system. I mean, it was awful what I began to discover. 0.0001% of our world's population, and you take a look at leadership around our globe and you want to throw up. Zionists control it all, ladies and gentlemen. It's there for you to uncover. And good Jews around the world are beginning to recognize this in their own right and are beginning to worry about what the future holds for their friends that are not Jewish and maybe themselves as well. They don't want this kind of stuff being done in their name. They don't want this stuff done in their name. End of story. So what do we do? Well, we have to start saying, Alex Jones, you're a liar. Alex Jones, you are a obfuscator and a liar. Yes, you lie. He lies, ladies and gentlemen. He lies like the rug in your living room. He is a flea-bitten pile of lying rug, this guy. He's part of the New World Order crowd out there trying to spin lies away from criminal world Zionism. And he says the other day, and it's this clip that somebody sent me, I talk about Israel. No, he never did. Never. 13 years in this, he just started a few months back. Just brought it up. And he would only bring it up in passing in the last year and a half, 2 years, and then make an excuse immediately for the Israelis having been controlled by the Americans. Which is easy for people to believe when you look at the size difference. But, and Israel is not independent. They receive their orders from the top of this criminal banking bankster, gangster group, ladies and gentlemen. The Warburg group and the Con Loeb owners and the Goldman Sachs owners and that top elite banking group all run out of our Bank of International Settlements and the Fed and the ECB and the Serbian Central Bank now, the poor buggers, and they have their henchmen in Israel. They can order up any kind of sickness out of Israel. It's kind of like their free fire zone where they don't have to worry about being arrested for setting up crime. Most of the Jewish people over there are not even aware of this stuff, although they do know that the Rothschilds have been sending them money and building their courthouse with pyramids on the roof and the rest of it for them. They know that. But they don't know how deep the sickness goes, and then you don't know until you start looking behind the, pulling back the curtains and looking in the window and saying, holy Moses, it's a late hour. Late hour! So what does that lead us to? What do we have to do about this? Well, people say, why didn't you do more files? Why aren't you interviewing more people? Well, this liar, Barry Shamish, wants to be on my show. I don't want to interview this guy. Why? He says the Vatican's doing it all, ladies and gentlemen. There's some Israel involvement here, but it's the Vatican that's doing it. You know, the Vatican's behind it. It's the Christian Catholic Church taken over by criminals and... Well, there may be some truth to that, but that's mid-level stuff, guys. I explained that earlier. It's nonsense. It's this Eric John Phelps baloney, malarkey, cripe, credola. You don't need people like that to get on my show unless you like me to, yell at somebody until they quit the interview. I don't want to do interviews like that. I want to bring the ball forward. I've got more stuff coming up on the Yakuza on our site where, you know, they are organized crime. You know, everybody thinks the Italian mafia runs all of the mafia groups, the crime gangs. Well, all criminal groups are subservient to criminal Zionism. All of them. Always have been. Yep. All the way back to the beginnings, all the way back when. Even before Meyer Lansky and the rest of the super mafioso criminals were involved. Yeah. And now they've got their own country to, as a home base. They've got their own place to work out of. Go around the world committing mega crimes now. And there were some interesting things about French Judaism and why the French Jews don't want to move to Israel. They don't want to. Many of the people in France that are of the Jewish faith don't want anything to do with this criminal Zionist stuff. They don't. They're not part of it. They don't support it. They're not behind it. They're not sending their money for it. They're not moving to Israel to be part of it over there. Interesting, huh? I thought so. I thought it was very interesting. They know the crimes that are being committed in their name, many of the French Jewish community here. And they're French first. Judaism happens to be their religion, but they're French first. there are a lot of Jews across America who are Americans first, ladies and gentlemen. Don't make that mistake and think they're not. There are a lot of them. And if you look around, you'll find them. Some of them are starting to just wake up. Excuse me. Do your due diligence and don't blame people before you've looked behind look past the fact that they happen to be a certain religion. Quite frankly, getting caught up in that whole religious thing is exactly what they'd like you to do. Yeah. You know, whether you're a Christian or a Muslim or whatever pen they can put you in, then they can pit you against another group. That's never been how I operate. And we've talked about spiritual issues on the show and what my thoughts are on it. And I know we are more than just flesh and bone, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm aware of the fact that human beings possess an inner consciousness that is unique among the world's animals. We are unique in that regard. And the fact is, we are self-aware. And the fact is, religion, if it were in its best sense, would be out there helping people, but that's not what you find. That's not what you find. Now, people of faith that are strongly faithful to themselves and to the edicts of a good qualitative world and life, these people are living a spiritual life. They really are. But part of that requires them to stand up to criminality when they see it. Because what if it's you suffering? You know, you ever get a splinter in your hand and walk around telling your spouse or your friend or your girlfriend or your brother or somebody, oh, that really hurts. Oh, my God, it really hurts. That little splinter. Oh. Can you imagine being tortured? Can you? Can you imagine being beaten? Can you imagine being starved to death? Any of these things? Well, can you imagine the kinds of suffering that these criminals that we're fighting against are inflicting on people just like you? And if you take a look at what's going down, you as an American, if you're over there, and I know 40 to 45% of this audience is not even in America, but you Americans listening, they're going to visit this stuff on you, on your streets, in your neighborhoods. If you think you're going to be able to duck away from it, yeah, boy, you're going to have to get a grip. You're not going to be able to get away from it. You're not going to be able to hide out from this, because the financial system is not going to stay strong in this face of this sickness. It can't. We don't manufacture anything in America anymore. And if you think the rest of the world and these bankers are going to keep shipping money into America to help them support what they've created over there as a useless pile of nothing. The whole American system is just deteriorated to the point of waste. They're not going to. Now, what is left for us to do? We can be resurrected under our own power and in our own way by acknowledging the facts that I have shown to you on our website at IamTheWitness.com. And in the Money Masters, and on 9/11 Mysteries, and on Painful Questions, where Eric's book, and on Painful Deceptions, his incredible video, and on the books that are presented out there that provide you with all the ammunition you need to understand all of the things that I've talked about, every single bit of it. Read the articles we've got up. Listen to the audio files. Listen to Rafik. Listen to Pidcock. Listen to Innes about the USS Liberty. Listen to all of the files. Go back in history. We keep putting them up there. People, oh, I didn't know that was there. Well, you know, the truth is only needs to be shared once, and then that's it. I mean, unless you want me to just keep mouthing it over and over again. I need people out on the internet sending emails to their family members about what we've found. I need people calling the Alex Jones show and getting a word in edgewise on his obfuscation, and let them all know that we're not going to let them rest. They are never going to rest as long as they are in existence. They are liars. They're liars, and they need to be outed at every turn. Call their show. tell the truth on air. Go ahead. And when it's all said and done, if we don't make this effort, the result is going to be so terrible a place to live and so absent of any freedoms that you ever thought you had that you are going to kick yourself for the remainder of your life for not having done something about this when you had the chance. Because here is our chance. It's a slim window, a small opening crack of a window to go into and stop them. It's working. Never before has traction about the criminality of world Zionism been so out in the public realm. Don't let the story die here. Tell everyone. Download the files from our archives. Download this talk we've had here. Email people about what you've discovered. Tell them about Rothschild. Send them to the Money Masters. Buy the Money Masters from these people who own it. Find it on the internet and buy a copy of it. They charge a full price for it, but apparently they're demanding, they think that by charging a high price they're going to get their money back out of it. I don't know. Maybe they're right. It's for them to decide, not me. Or go and see it where you can. But what it does for you is it lays bare the lies of Alex Jones, because as soon as you see that they've been doing this for hundreds of years, probably longer, that they're still doing it now, and you know it right away. You know it immediately. And you know it's the same players and the same names and the same crimes. Just a modern version, ladies and gentlemen, with cyberspace and the liars, with a little bit of Star Trek peppered in there, just to make everybody confused. Don't believe the liars. Fight, fight, fight. I wanted to do this today because, you know, I listened to that little clip from that lying sack of nonsense, Alex Jones, and he needed to be put in his place. They are hanging their hat on him, guys. He's gone from 25 affiliates to 60-something now. They've anointed him to be their main liar, like their main, he's the Rush Limbaugh of this group now, where he can, and you know, he's so deceptive. He'll throw 90% fact in, and that last 10% of crap that he throws in there is the one that leads you astray. Illuminati, German death cult, New World Order. Give me a break. You liar, Jones. You craphead, you liar. You fat slob moron. Jerk. Criminal, treasonous dog, liar, liar, liar. You're a liar. You're a liar. That's all there is to it. You're a treasonous liar, and you're selling out America. Tell them who really did this. You've been at this for 13 years. You know the Rothschilds are behind this. You know they control our media. You know they control our banking structure in America. You know that they control our universities. You know they control our drug companies, our agriculture companies. You know that the Mossad is behind 9/11. You know there were dancing Israelis, and you know that Estee Lauder's fortune was involved. You know all about it. You just have to look, and you won't say it. You're a liar. You're a liar. Trust that man. He was in front of me, that fat slob. He was a big, tough guy when he was a young man, huh? You know something? What he has done is to damage America so badly, this guy, and so in so many ways that the damage he's been done is going to be difficult to reverse. But if you begin to do the legwork to reverse his crimes and tell the world what kind of lies he has spread, then maybe his built-in audience can immigrate to the facts. They're all waiting there to be told the truth. And maybe with your help, we can start getting some of these people to break away from his lies. I've had thousands already break away and look at what we've put together and said, whoa, I never knew. Well, you never will know if you stay at this fear-mongering liar's website and his nonsense. Of course, he says a lot of things that are accurate. So that's what confuses people. Well, he does say a lot of stuff that's accurate. Alex Jones, right? No. It's on the real issues that matter where he lies to you. Who's really behind it? He does say in passing. Lord Rothschild, he'll say in passing. Does he talk about the Bank of International Settlement being owned by these people and how the Fed was formed? Why doesn't he advertise the Money Masters on his website? Why? Because that is a video that is off limits because it lays bare the lies. And once you've seen it, you cannot but come to the same conclusions we all have that work here on the French Connection. Same conclusion, all of us. Eric, myself, Bolin, everybody that works over here putting out this stuff knows what's happened. Judicial Biz, all of these people know. Everyone knows. And you got to tell everybody over there, because we've got a built-in army for the truth sitting being lied to by Jones. That's why I keep going after him, because we all they need to do is be brought up to speed one more step and have the facts that we've got out there compared to his, and they will jump ship on that SOB in a New York second. And then we've got a more powerful group. They're already over there looking for facts. They're just being lied to. So we already know they're hungry for the truth, many of them. Many of them are just not going to have the brains to follow this, and they're always going to stick with this liar, no matter what happens. But there are many of them who do have the capacity to understand the difference between the message he puts out and what we put, the facts as they really are. Anyway, it's Daryl Bradford Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Putting out this file today, I hope you're well, I hope your family's well, and I hope you can do this effort for me. We need your support financially, we need your support emotionally, we need your support on the internet, we need your support to take down this crook Jones. We just need your support. Send me an email if you'd like, smith@iamthewitness.com, or you can send us a PayPal thing for $5 or whatever to help us out. And keep the ball rolling. Until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith saying, be well. Bye-bye now.